All right. Well, if you recall, we began this year by recognizing the importance of our being aware of what we refer to as our mental and emotional trending. Remember that? And we define trending as the vibrational atmosphere of positivity or negativity that's caused by the thoughts that we entertain that are either life-enriching or life-depleting. And we described it as the energy we emit while alone or in a crowd, while sitting quietly or speaking out loud, and where that power of our emissions is taking us in our life. How are we trending? If we want to truly affect our life in positive ways this year and beyond, if we want to affect the world in positive ways, it's essential for us to care about what we're thinking, because no thought is private. No thought stays in our head, no matter how hard-headed we are. Once we focus on a thought and we identify with that thought, it becomes who we are being and how we are being in the moments of our life, and it creates how we experience the moments of our life. The spiritual teacher Muji said, actually, being what you are is the simplest. What is difficult is to stop being what you are not. It's far easier for us to navigate this human experience with joy and peace if we live with the awareness that we're a divine being, even while we're in these human forms, and that we are absolutely free to be however we choose to be. And that we are intended to feel happiness naturally. In Science of Mind, we read, God's plan for man is a perfect one. And when we harmonize with it, we will become free from all bondage. The more spiritual the thought, the higher the manifestation. Spiritual thought means an absolute belief in and reliance upon divine truth. This is both natural and normal. So, have we been trending in a direction that's spiritually natural and normal? If so, then we probably don't seem very normal to most people. To walk in this world free of bondage, we must choose spiritual truth over physical appearances and spiritual responses over human reactions. We must love ourselves and all others, no matter what, and choose to be happy for no apparent reason. Happiness is simply natural and normal to a spiritual being. But it doesn't seem natural to anyone who believes that this world and its physicality is all there is to see. It doesn't seem normal to trust that there is an unseen source of all life, and that it's all good, and that it's within every living being, and it's taking care of all of it. Have we been noticing how we're feeling about life, or have we been living since the beginning of the year or since the beginning of our life on automatic pilot? And we really couldn't say in any given moment how we feel about life most of the time. I mean, we may be able to describe in detail how our physical body is doing, but are we aware of our spirits and how we're trending? Trending is the general mood and attitude that we offer to life that attracts to us our life experiences. It's the temperament and tendency that we have as we express ourselves. It's the disposition and frame of mind with which we greet our days on earth that cause us either to offer thoughtful responses to people and events and conditions and circumstances, or to offer knee-jerk reactions. Robert Spira wrote, "It is not necessary to get rid of thoughts or images or ideas. Just cease deriving your sense of identity from them." It's essential for us to notice the thoughts that we're identifying with, because every time we think anything and we believe that thought about ourselves or about the world, the energy of our belief moves us into alignment with either positive or negative possibilities for experience in the moment that we're thinking whatever we're thinking. When a current thought follows the trend of our previous thoughts, either life is good or this world is a crazy, scary place, because we've identified with the previous thoughts that have created our mood and attitude, we easily trend in that habitual direction, which is to say, we either feel more up or more down, happier or more depressed, more peaceful or more disturbed, more loving or more judgmental. Sometimes the feeling of more is obvious because it's unfamiliar. I mean, we've all felt a sudden rush of happiness that just made us want to sing and dance for no reason at all. And we've likely all felt a bad mood that seemed bound and determined to express itself through us. And we may have wondered where either one of those thoughts came from. But if we usually feel good about life, which is to say, if we're usually more up than down, a happy thought feels so familiar and natural that we don't stop to wonder where it came from. We just enjoy it. And then if something happens that causes us to feel unhappy, momentarily unhappy, we notice that too. But because we're in the habit of feeling good, it's easier for us to get back on a positive track. Positive thoughts come to us that naturally shift our mood and lift us right back up into positivity and trust. I have a workout program at my house, and the trainer tells us that when we're in good physical shape, when we're in a healthy state, then when we do something that raises our heart rate and something strenuous, that the more fit we are, the faster our heartbeat will slow down when we're through. The faster we'll recover when we're through. And the same is true for our mind and emotions. The more spiritually fit we are, the quicker everything returns to feeling good. The quicker we rise into that familiar place that we're used to. Even when it seems that something has gone wrong. Muji tells us it's natural that things go wrong sometimes. They go wrong so that they can go right. On the other hand, and there's always another hand within us to choose, because we live in a world of contrast and opposites, in which we're intended to feel every human emotion for the sole purpose of choosing our divinity over human reaction. So, on the other hand, if we feel uneasy about life most of the time, if we're worried about what's happening or what's going to happen next, if we're not used to trusting that beneath it all and despite it all, things are going to be okay for us and the world, then when something happens that causes us to be unhappy or disturbed or frustrated, we don't attempt to rise in our spirit. We may not even notice that there's downward movement within us, because doom and gloom just feel so natural to us. It's a habit. We're not motivated to make a mental shift because life just seems to go that way and we don't believe we can do anything about it or about the way we feel about it. So a good question for us to ask ourselves is my general mood one of an optimist or a pessimist? Do I see the glasses half full or half empty? Do I trust that things will go well, or do I believe that they'll go wrong? Harry Truman said a pessimist is one who makes difficulties of his opportunities, and an optimist is one who makes opportunities of his difficulties. We can draw a line in the sand when it seems that things in our life are going from bad to worse, but it won't make a difference unless we make the decision to take the helm and direct our life journey. If we want to experience a life that is less difficult and easier, if we're truly ready to just let go of the struggle and the drama, we can become very good at directing our life in positive ways. We become the captain of our earthship by choosing our mood and attitude as we move through life, and by welcoming the gifts of choice that this world offers us. Which brings us to the title of the talk this morning, Are You Happy Now? It's a good question. Because no matter what we've experienced in the past, happy or sad, all we have is now and how we choose to feel now. Now, some of us may have been asked that question a lot when we were growing up. And at times when the answer seemed confusing. I know for myself, as I was growing up, if I broke something because I was clumsy or I wasn't paying attention, if I fell off of something I wasn't supposed to be on in the first place, and if I went crying to my mom, she always asks me, Are you happy now? And I knew in that moment I wasn't happy at all. And I wondered how sad I needed to be, how hard I needed to cry before I could feel the happy that she was talking about. Now, some of us may still wonder how sad is sad enough? How sorry is sorry enough? How guilty is guilty enough? To make amends for our mistakes, to fulfill our karmic debt, to absolve us of our sins. But there is no measure for that. Because unhappiness and regret and guilt can continue indefinitely with no divine purpose for its continuance. The energy simply stays alive in us as long as we give our attention to thoughts that cause us to trend in that direction. We can never be sad enough, sorry enough, or guilty enough to be happy now. But we can say enough is enough and choose to be happy now. The poet Rumi wrote, There is a morning inside you waiting to burst open into light. We're already aglow within us with that light because it's who we are. And no matter what, we are always who we are. We're the one who came forth into being when our Creator said, Let there be light. And there we were, and here we are. But we have to rise to meet that morning light. And we may wonder how we can rise from our past in this world to that place of unconditional happiness that dances in the light now. And forever. Abraham Hicks tells us this. Look in the direction of where you want to be. And speak in the direction of where you want to be. And never again look back over your shoulder about where you have come from. When we're ready to forgive the past, through the process of letting ourselves and everyone else off the hook that pulls yesterday into today, when we're ready to look straight ahead with hope and trust, rather than over our shoulder, then we're ready to be happy now. Namaste. All right. And just to say, I'm so grateful for my mama because she gives me so many stories to tell. Okay. Well, this is the time of our service when we get to say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your physical support of being here in person and for being there on live stream and for coming later this week. Thank you. Thank you for just being there. And we want to thank you for your continued financial support that allows us to be here and to share our message of love, because nothing, not one thought, not one feeling stays right here. It goes everywhere. And so every time we do this, we bless the world all around. And you make it possible. So we want to thank you for that. And because our treasurer couldn't be here this morning, I'll let you know how you can support the Life Enrichment Center if you don't know how. You can hit the donate button on our Facebook page, Life Enrichment Center. You know where that is. You can go to our website, lecflint.com, and hit the contribute button. It's easy to find. If you are a member of PayPal, then PayPal is an easy way to support us. And if you'd like to mail a check, if you can't be here or if you are far away, then our address is 2512 South Thy Road, Flint, Michigan, 48532. And we thank you.